Why would there be compassion if you've got the halakha, a law, it allows for people in the IDF to kill women and children as combatants? If you have a concept that you're chosen and everyone else is not chosen, then not only are adults valued less, children are valued less. This is a consistent, you see, out of what you believe is how you act. If you see people as less human or less important or less deserving, then you treat them and their children accordingly. You don't have to go to Gaza. Who hates Christmas in America? Who attacks the Ten Commandments on the walls of courthouses? There is a type of sectarian bigotry, whether it's atheistic or whether it is in religion, that doesn't show the same regard for other people, yet demands respect for itself. This is what you see, people with almost a God complex relative to the people who they're in this struggle with over land that belongs to the Palestinians. And so, you know, they don't matter. This is, remember, Israel is a European colony. Those people that are in Israel primarily are not the Hebrews who left. The Palestinians are more likely to be the actual people that should be there. And there are people who give this theological argument about the land belonging to Jews, but they ignore the recommendation in the scriptures that that land belongs to people when they're obedient. It says the meek shall inherit the earth, not people that drop 5-ton bombs on families, not people who make 110 attacks behind these three kids being killed. They kill folks in Hamas, kill folks in the West Bank for a whole month before Hamas responds, and then you call them terrorists when they fire some inconsequential rockets that really aren't anything close to what Israel has at its disposal when it wants to make its wrath known against the Palestinian people.
Okay, well, let's cross over. I want to cross over to our Facebook comments. Let's check out what some of our viewers have written.
Keep going, my Palestinian brothers and sisters. We will win this battle against this small Satan. Inshallah, they will celebrate it in peace. We stand by you, Palestine. How can we celebrate aid when our brothers and sisters are being bombed mercilessly by the Zionists? How can we be happy on aid when we know the Arab royal families are aiding Israel to carry out massacre against defenseless Palestinian population? May Allah protect our Palestinian brothers and sisters from Israeli aggression and destroy Israel. Kashmir will not celebrate aid, as there's no aid in Palestine. Kashmir and Palestine are two bodies with one heart and one soul. My thoughts and prayers are with Gazans. The resistance must continue. There is no point in living in prison.
Okay, and I want to go to our guests and get their opinions on this. First of all, actually, we're still having technical difficulties with our guests in San Francisco, and I'd like our producer, if we cannot get the video, the SNG, please get him on the telephone, because I do not want Mr. Kaplan to think that this is something that has been done on purpose by Press TV. So, Dr. Short, listening to some of the comments that people are saying, in general, it seems as if that at least a lot of our viewers, of course, are saying that the struggle has to continue. Now, what we know about what Hamas has said regarding ceasefires has said basically that there needs to be something implemented, that the total siege should be lifted off of the Gaza Strip, because a ceasefire, yes, and living as they have been living basically isn't a life anyway. Your take on that? How likely, though, is that to happen by Tel Aviv?
Well, they have to make them do it. The people should continue, although it's costing lives, but they're dying anyway. The water isn't safe. They lack medical supplies. Gaza has become the Warsaw Ghetto 2.0 transported into the heart of the Middle East. And they must continue to stand. until enough people, both Mahmoud Abbas, who I consider the greatest Judas goat leader, his people on the West Bank have to shove him, force these people to demand that they act, instead of Abbas claiming that there's a unity government and watching the brothers and sisters and Gaza be destroyed. As well, pressure needs to be put on al-Sisi, who I wish I could call al-Faghi, in Egypt. Put pressure on Erdogan, who's a hypocrite, and as well as all of the Muslim countries, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, they need to step up.
Okay, stay with me, Dr. Short. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Christians, you know, it's wrong for this to happen.
Stay with me, Dr. Short. So sorry to interrupt you, but our audio has been reconnected. I hope the technical problems have been solved, Mr. Kaplan, because we definitely want to hear what you have to say. Otherwise, we wouldn't have invited you to the show, sir. Looking at the situation now that...
Mirzia, I have to say, I really find it hard to believe that there was a technical problem there. The truth hurts too much, and you cut me off. Okay? All right, I'm back now. So let's start the so-called debate again.
I was cut off, too. It was technical because I couldn't hear. So it's not,
Let me just say on the part of Press TV to both of you, okay, that we don't have any problems with people with various points of view. Press TV has never had that problem. As you know, Mr. Kaplan, many times you have come and you have even insulted the Islamic Republic of Iran time and time again, and you continue to be invited. So rest assured.
Insulted?
Rest assured that you were not cut off on purpose. But let's look at this situation. Sir, latest reports now. Let me just read this. This is from BBC journalist John Damison, that he tweeted saying that Israeli police foreign press spokesman Michael Rosenfeld has said that actually the three settlers who were killed were not killed by Hamas, but by a lone cell. And we know that this was the excuse that Israel used to, first of all, start a major clampdown on the West Bank and, of course, ultimately the onslaught on the Gaza Strip. So your take on all this, does it make a difference if Hamas was behind it or not?
Mazia, your question is absolutely ridiculous. The three boys were kidnapped by Hamas Arapachiks, but at the same time, you know full well that Hamas has been firing missiles for years into Israel. Missiles supplied by Iran, okay? Has been firing missiles into civilian communities in Israel for years, and many times Israel absorbed it and didn't do anything. And the Israelis finally went after the Hamas network there in Gaza. Let's be truthful about what's going on there in the Middle East.
Answer the first part of the question. Does it make a difference if Hamas was behind the killing of these three young people? This is according to Israeli police, Mickey Rosenfeld. It's not something that I am saying, that they were not responsible. So does it make
a difference? I just answered your question. It doesn't make a difference
because
the Hamas are still murdering. Hey, does it make a difference that Iran is supplying Grads and Fajr 5 rockets to shoot into Israeli civilian communities and schools? Does it make a difference that you and North Korea have helped the Hamas build a network of tunnels inside Israel that go underneath elementary schools that have explosives stored there for a major attack that was planned on Rosh Hashanah to blow up entire elementary schools and kill all the children inside? Does it make a difference that Iran does these things? Please, Mirzia, you're not fooling anybody with the crocodile tears. Please, you don't fool the rest of the world.
Okay, Dr. Short.
I understand this is state-run TV.
Dr. Short, let me get you in on here on this discussion. He's talking about the Rosh Hashanah possible attack. We're looking at Eid al-Fitr right now in the Gaza Strip. That he may call them crocodile tears, but I think they're tears globally that are being shed for the children in Gaza tonight. Your take, sir, overall on Mr. Kaplan's statement and where we are right now with the situation in Gaza and what has to be done?
Given what he just said, one would appear to not remember that they just bombed the United Nations school. They bomb hospitals. Israel's been bombing and killing the Nakba, where people were ethnically cleansed. When people fire a few rockets in resistance, and of course, no one wants anyone to get hurt, but their land has been taken. People argue that a nation has a right to exist while ignoring the fact that that's not in international law, but the right of return is international law. So people who are being starved, who've lived under a brutal, vicious, dictatorship and an occupation, where folks get tortured and abused all the time, and the billions of dollars, $121 billion that the United States has poured on Israel to use on the Palestinians in terms of weapons, whatever, I don't want there to be a war. I want folks to live together. I'm a Christian. I believe that you should love your neighbor, and that you don't kill your neighbor, and you don't hate your neighbor. And I also know, by the way, the spirit that you have, I wish you were a Christian. You'd be a better person. In fact, you'd see the world better if you were a real Christian.
Mercier.
In fact, that's one of the biggest problems.
He talked. Can I answer him now, Mercier?
Yeah, I'm going to put it out there.
Mercier,
okay. Folks really need their Messiah. They need a Messiah to guide them.
Let me answer this clown.
This has been a terrible experience for everybody.
Dr. Short and Mr. Kaplan, I have to interrupt both of you because I am totally out of time. I appreciate you both being with us. Dr. Randy Short out of Washington, Mr. Lee Kaplan out of San Francisco.
Brother.
Sorry, we are out of time. And I appreciate everybody being with us on another debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi, signing out.